his tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
What's up, Wisconsin? Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Friday Eve. Almost through another week of Donald Trump. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And as I do most Thursdays that I am in good luck graces, I am joined by my special guest co-host this Thursday, Tom Paulswitz, a two-time congressional candidate, small business owner, and Navy vet. Welcome back to the show, Tom.
Good to be here. Just barely made it myself, so that's good. Yep.
Hey, we're here. So we're are here. Each and every one of you. If you want to join our conversation this afternoon, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Tom, of course, we're going to get to the Supreme Court debate.
Yes.
We're going to discuss that with our special guest, Chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler.
Mr. Wickler, yes. Fantastic.
Mr. Wickler coming up at 2:30. This afternoon. So we're going to save that, folks. If you want to give your opinions about the race, you got some great ad ideas for Judge Susan Crawford. Get all those questions and comments ready. Again, we'll be joined by Chair of the Wisconsin Dems, Ben Wickler, at 2:30. But I wanted to start out with a story that's gotten some coverage, Tom, but not nearly enough, in my opinion. And this is the executive order that dropped last week, Thursday, where Donald Trump is specifically attacking one single law firm by the name of Perkins Coie. But of course, we had a little bit of breaking news before we were getting on air today. A federal judge in California, Judge William Alsup, has been hearing the case about the mass firings of probationary and other employees. He was ticked off, I guess, would be a very clean FCC appropriate way to put it.
Yes.
Basically going after the U.S. Department of Justice and its lawyers for trying to keep the information that the judge would need to rule on the matter, to rule on the preliminary injunction, to stop the firings, or at least halt them temporarily.
Yes.
Keeping information from him. He said, the government, I believe, has tried to frustrate my ability to get at what happened here. He said the terminations were unlawful, that OPM didn't have the authority to do this. This is the Office of Personnel Management housed within the White House. This ruling is reaching the Department of Defense, the Department of Energy, Interior, Treasury, and Agriculture. Holy cow. Pretty clear, Tom. Any immediate reactions to what is pretty substantial news that will frustrate the DOGE chainsaw approach to trying to lean and mean the federal government?
Yeah, and here's the thing I've been thinking about is, you know, where's the enforcement of these decisions? Because it just seems to me that the Trump administration has, you know, they've won a few court battles. They've lost a lot of court battles, but it doesn't seem like it's stopping them in any way, shape, or form from doing what they want to do anyway. So, part of my brain's going, so what? You know, because they're going to continue to do what they're doing unless there's a better enforcement method to say this judge is serious. You cannot continue to do this. Or they should halt until there's some kind of extra ruling on this. But that's not what's happening. And Maggie, you know, being an attorney yourself, what are the enforcement mechanisms that we as citizens should be looking for to see that something can actually be done?
Tom, I'm so glad you brought this up because, again, these things that appear to be disparate or disconnected actually aren't, right? Yes. So what you've had are literally countless federal judges. Federal judges appointed by Donald Trump himself, federal judges appointed by Democrats and Republicans, wading into what is the chainsaw, whipsaw, no apparent plan other than break everything as fast as we possibly can, approach of the Musk-Trump billionaire overlord duo, wading in and saying this is unconstitutional. You don't have the authority to do that. Issuing all of these orders. We had one that made its way all the way up to the Supreme Court about a week ago. This was the case about the USAID foreign aid.
Yep.
A majority of the court saying you have to obey this federal judge's ruling. And yet
money has not been released.
Correct. So all of this, I just want to, my appeal to everybody listening. And again, if you are a caller, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, if you're a conservative, you're going to go to the front of the line, as well as vets and women, first-time callers. Because someone tell me, if you, conservatives, rule of law people, right?
Yes.
Except when it's your guy? This is, you know, people have talked about a slow moving constitutional crisis, a slow coup. That is, I think that that is a completely accurate description. When the executive branch of government, led by the president of the United States, who swears an oath to uphold and honor the laws,
yes,
which therefore by extension must include the orders of duly appointed, duly confirmed Article III federal judges, even when you don't like their orders, and you are openly flouting that, even when the Supreme Court has said you have to do this.
Yes.
How now, Romeo? Like, what's, I just.
Well, how many injunctions, so, how many injunctions is this administration currently ignoring? Because I haven't seen it.
Probably east, northward of 30
probably
would be my ballpark guess.
I don't know if anybody's tracking them necessarily to say, here's the running total of how many there are, but it's significant.
It's a big number. One of the people that is tracking them is a guy by the name of Mark Elias.
Yes.
He runs an organization called Democracy Docket, and it's literally dedicated to tracking these kinds of pieces of litigation, as well as the abomination that's occurred in North Carolina related to an election won fair and square by the liberal Supreme Court justice.
Right.
And yet she has not been seated. This election goes back to November.
Right.
He tracks all of these kinds of cases. This is really bad. And one of the things that I just wanted to address briefly is I've heard repeatedly from conservatives, what about Biden and the student loan, you know, like take two? I was like, Biden followed court orders on student loan injunction, yes, take one. He did exactly what Trump is not doing.
Right.
He followed the law.
Yes.
When he tried to address student loan forgiveness the second time around, he tried it under a different legal mechanism. So he actually was following the law, was following court orders.
He essentially never forgave a bunch of loans that he wanted to because he followed court orders. Now, what we're really saying here is he should have just gone ahead and forgiven the loans because the enforcement mechanism is just not there right now. But Maggie, I'll challenge you on one thing. You said this is a slow-moving coup.
Oh, maybe a fast-moving one?
This is a fast-moving coup, right? Because this is part of the process of saying, and this is why I don't understand why Democratic senators are even debating whether they should pass this continuing resolution or not, is because they're not funding the government anyways. So they are already shutting down the government. So, you know, to blame the Democrats if they don't pass this continuing resolution, I think is just, it's horse hockey because it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference at all compared to what they're already doing because they're already ignoring the law.
Yes. And again, that's how all of these things connect together, yes, right?
Exactly.
It's flouting the rule of law, having no respect for judicial decision making,
right,
which to this degree has not happened in modern American political history.
I'm not sure it's ever happened. I mean,
not to this degree.
Right.
You can go back to the Andrew Jackson, like now they've made their ruling, let them enforce it.
Right.
But listen, folks, I don't think we should be taking our precedents from, you know, the 1800s, including Wisconsin's purported 1849 abortion ban. Cause you
Correct.
Know, women didn't have the chance to vote back then.
Yes.
Oh, and neither did Black folks. So like, let's take a pause. That's not a good precedent.
Right.
But here's the through line, right? You have the Trump administration flouting court orders. By the way, you asked a question about, well, what recourse, like how do they actually get enforced? Mm-hmm. The ultimate enforcement mechanism is actually like U.S. Marshals.
Right.
Being ordered to physically intercede, which would require extensive discovery of the government, which they would actually have to participate in to figure out, like, who is the person that's going to have a U.S. Marshal stand over them while they press the enter button to release the USAID funds.
And aren't the U.S. Marshals under the executive branch?
And there you go, Tom. And there you go. Mm-hmm. So who do they ultimately... This is why every single one of Donald Trump's appointees to his cabinet,
yes,
that had any even tangential ability to touch law enforcement or the military were asked the questions over and over again, which they refused to answer nearly uniformly. If you are given an unconstitutional order, what will you do? And listen, these there are arguments that are being made every day in courts. One call, and this is the one that was ruled upon yesterday, where Donald Trump issued an executive order targeting and basically blackballing a law firm.
Yes.
Because the firm,
a private law firm,
because they had taken taken up clients and had engaged in work for clients like Hillary Clinton, basically like, I don't like your clients, so I'm going to attack this law firm. The judge asked the lawyer for the Trump administration in a hearing this week, what possibly is the justification for Donald Trump blackballing and targeting a single individual law firm? What's to prevent that? That's a speech impediment. It's a per se violation of your First Amendment rights.
Correct.
What presumption? What rule of law? What constitutional principle are you operating under to defend this action? And the lawyer for the Trump administration said that the president should be trusted in all matters relating to whether or not certain organizations are supporting the United States, to which the judge replied, that sends chills down my spine.
Yes.
Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. We've got Tom P. with me in the booth. Little Thursday action here on the Maggie Dawn Show. We continue this conversation when we get back. Join us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. We discuss the unraveling and what it means to you when we return after these brief messages. Keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.